Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. And we know that difference. We all know what that's like. Right. And again, this is a later session, but just to highlight here, just to plant that seed, we all know what that's like when you talk with someone. And as you're talking and sharing something, especially something that's important to you, right? Whether it's something that occurred or something you want help with, or something that is valuable or important that occurred in your life. And you can tell that that other person is just waiting for you to stop talking, such that they can jump in and share what they want to share, probably about themselves, maybe to one-up you. You're talking about this, they're saying, oh yeah, that reminds me, like I also did this, right? And then they go off on this tangent. And in that moment, it feels like they don't care because again, they're just waiting to talk. And at some point, if you have enough of those experiences and you're aware of it, you'll just stop talking to those people. You'll stop sharing things because you'll feel like they don't care. They actually don't care. They're just tuning it out. And so that's super important versus times we've all had, where you're talking to someone, you meet somebody, and literally as you're talking, they're absorbing and they're asking questions and they want to know more and they're digging deeper and they're listening and they care. And you can feel that, right? Leaders do that. Leaders in that leadership side that we all have and that we can all do and you can bring into these sales conversations is that function, right? It's that empathy. It's about, I care about you. I care about you in this situation more than I need to make sure you understand how important or special I am or what I've done that's similar. And instead, it's all about you. So again, we have wisdom, we have empathy, and then we have experience. To be an effective leader, you can't just be like, I have lots of knowledge and I know how to apply it, and I care about you. Really effective leaders that people want to follow also have some experience. If I say, hey, I read a book about swimming, and I know how we should do swimming, and which I know sounds silly. And I care about you as somebody who wants to know how to swim. And I'm like, I've never swam before, but let's go jump into the pool together. And I will lead you because, you know, I have the wisdom, I have the application of knowledge and experience or information. And I know how to do it. Most people are gonna be like, no, I'm good. I'll find somebody else. Because you also need to have that experience, whatever you're selling. Now, one of the big things to keep in mind, and this is where it can hang up some people who are new to sales or haven't sold before or are new with their company or with the product, is they might not have that experience. My guess, though, in what I've seen is that you have lots of experience in lots of different areas and lots of different ways that could be applied. And if you are missing that, right, if that triangle is missing the experience part and you don't have that, I will tell you, it will be difficult for you to be a leader. It will be difficult for you to lead your prospects and have them follow you towards that mission and vision because you don't have the experience. They won't trust you. They won't believe that you can do it. They won't feel safe following you without that experience. And if that's the case, that's okay. Figure it out. Find some experience, get a coach, get a mentor, get more training, understand your product. Go back to what I talked about in the first or second session, where it's about being curious and being persistent and understanding as much as you can about everything possible, such that you can gain that experience. I will tell you, until you have that experience, it will be tough. A lot of people try fake it till you make it as a strategy. That can work if you have some support. The challenge is most people will pick up on that. Most people will be worried and they can tell when it's not authentic, when you're just faking it. And that's difficult. And it's a tough loop because until you have the experience, people won't trust you. Until people trust you, you won't have the experience. So how do you get the experience? You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to get a coach, a mentor, some training, resources, study, learn, figure it out. A lot of times, if you want to be effective at selling something, if you're a customer of that thing, it helps a lot as well. I'm not saying that's always the case, but if you have experienced it from the other side, you can bring that with you. Very, very effective new salespeople that I have seen and trained and dealt with were a customer or have used said service or product first. And then they can speak from that experience. They might not even have a lot of experience in sales, but they have a lot of experience of the product or service firsthand, which is very valuable. Because that's basically telling the customer and potential customer, I bought this, I survived, it worked well for me, you should do it too.